Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 2nd of August. It's August.
I know, like, wow. Yeah.
It's, I don't know whether to believe it because of the weather outside or the fact that it's August.
Yeah. Wow.
I know.
Month 8.
Month, is it?
8?
It is.
8.
I almost swore on air then. Blimey, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you got your head down, you go, and suddenly you put your head up and you go, it's another month.
Yeah.
It's August. Cool.
So summer holidays.
Summer holidays, yes. So as you can hear, I am joined in the studio. My co-host today is the wonderful Gemma Fairclough-Haynes from Orchard Employment Law.
And she stumbled there.
I don't know where the come from, but what's your name?
Who are you?
Good morning. And our guest in the studio today is the man of mystery that has been gone from our lives for the last year or so, but he's back with his drums. The wonderful Phil Wilson.
I've been stuck on the motorways of the UK.
Yeah, he's been driving around the UK with his drums.
It's been busy. It's been good.
It's great to have you back, and we can't wait to hear all about it. And also, Phil has come on for a particular reason today. He's found a book and an author that he wants to share with us, which relates drumming and business, and it looks great, so I can't wait.
It's bonkers, but it's good.
So we're looking forward to that. We want to hear from you, as always, the listeners. If there's anybody out there that's not on holiday, is not running around with the kids, and is actually listening today, please do give us a tweet. We've got a few shout outs, but let us know. What are you doing? Are you, you know, do people quieten down in the summer? Do you go into summer mode?
Well, I've not noticed that it's summer holidays, to be quite honest. Kimura's only been off for 1 week, and I've just worked all the way through.
Exactly. I'm on week two now. It's 2 weeks done. Mm. I've only got 4 weeks to go.
Yeah, I haven't noticed at all. It's summer holidays. Oh, the only thing I have noticed is that I can actually get to places for 9 o'clock on time.
Yeah, there's no traffic everywhere.
So that's quite nice.
You said that last year, though, didn't you? You were busier in August.
Yeah, at the moment I'm fairly steady, but we're always busy now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we get busier in August, then I don't know what I'm going to do.
No. That's where you employ somebody else and you take August off and let them run the business.
That sounds lovely.
Yes, that's what we're aiming for. Yeah. More staff. But let us know, give us a tweet at the usual at Bunker Extra with an X, hashtag Be Extra Be Bunker. And if you want to give us a call today, go on, give us a call on 01233 220035. We do want to hear from you if you've got an event coming up. It goes a little bit quieter for events in August, but come September, October, November, give us an email and we can give your event a shout out. Email us at bunkerextra@gmail.com. Now, last week on the show, my co-host was our security expert, Richard Bell. And we had the lovely Karina and Adele Wilson, the two of harps. And it was lovely catching up with the girls, following their journey, what they're doing with their music and their harps. And it was great. So if you missed that show or any of the previous shows, if you go to bizradio.co.uk, click on the extra tab, and there you go. You can get all the shows and you can download them as a podcast and take us with you everywhere. Just, you know, put us in the car, when you're out jogging, when you're out walking, when you're lying on the beach in Bermuda or whatever.
I don't hear of Bermuda anymore.
Bermuda's got disappeared as well.
In the triangle.
In the Bermuda triangle. We have had a couple of shout outs this morning. We had one from Fruit Bowl Media. Computer's locked up. Fruit Bowl Media, who have said, good morning, Bunker Extra, Gemma. Can we have a Bunker Extra shout out, please? We are sponsors and exhibiting at Tech Expo. Come and see us on stand B12. So that's Fruit Bowl Media, who are headline sponsors for the Tech Expo. So that's great. And the lovely Tracy Ferguson, who, as ever, is out and about today, working hard. She's going to listen to the replay over the weekend, which she always does. And then she always tweets while she's listening to the replay.
Hello, Tracy.
So we get...
Hi, Tracy.
Yeah, we're great. Thank you, Tracy. And she's still working hard on launching her Plucky Worlds cards, which look amazing. And she's using for her workshops. And she's organising two more careers fairs, one at the Pentagon on the 19th of September and one in Folkestone in October. So... you busy as always, Tracy. Yeah. So fantastic. There's your shout out.
We've had one from Stacey Tillott as well, and she says, have a good show.
Thank you, Stacey. I hope you're doing well with your summer holidays. So what have you been up to other than working?
Working.
Yeah, what important stuff have you been doing?
So working-wise, I went to Ryan's business network this morning, BBN.
She's still doing that. I'm very impressed with you.
I've stuck the course.
She's doing breakfast meetings, yep. Phil.
Came straight from here.
Morning.
I know, exactly.
Yeah. What's a morning?
11 o'clock, isn't it?
I've basically almost done a full day's work already, and it's now 11, just gone 11 o'clock.
So after the show, you can just go home and that's it.
That's the plan. That is the plan. Yesterday, I went to the Women in Business Big Show.
Oh, of course, yeah, that was
yesterday. Which was put on by our Women in Business, a Channel Radio member.
Yep, Sean
Murphy.
Murphy.
That was a good event at the Longfield Academy. A real mixed kind of event, actually. Mm. She was trying to integrate well-being and holistic businesses along with some of the other more traditional businesses, should I say. But yeah, she had a good turnout. She had some people come from Manchester. I was like, really? To exhibit? Cool, blimey. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I said, Manchester? And said, oh, yeah, we stayed the night before. I was like, wow. That's what you call dedication. So I was speaking at that event, actually. I'll do my tip, because we can get back into that tips again. Mm. So whilst I was giving my talk yesterday, one of the things that I mentioned was about volunteers and how if you want volunteers or you have volunteers in your business, whether they're interns or you're a charity and you rely on volunteers or you're trying to do a good thing by giving people some experience, is to be really mindful that you don't become an accidental employer and take on more liability than you actually intend to do. So some of the common things that people do is they give more money than they should. So, for instance, they'll have a volunteer and they might say, well, we'll help with your travel expenses because that's kind of the nice thing to do. But they might give a daily allowance. So they might give £5 or £10 towards travel. But if their actual travel expenses don't amount to that total, so let's say it's £4.30 on their bus fare, but you're giving £5, because you're giving that bit extra, you're then creating a contract because that's offer consideration. You're then liable to pay minimum wage for the whole time they've been with you because you've then created an employment situation. Same goes for lunches. You know, you can buy lunch or you can pay for lunch. But if you give anything extra, you then find yourself falling into somewhere where you don't want to be.
So basically, if you have people, amazing people that give you their time to help your charity, don't give them anything.
Don't
give them anything back.
You have to be able to say what the expense is. So, for instance, you could have two volunteers or two interns, and one might catch the bus and one might drive. That doesn't necessarily mean they'll get the same amount of money for expenses because one will need to produce a mileage, and you might say, well, I'll give you 40p a mile, and the other one might produce a bus ticket and you just pay for the bus ticket and nothing more. Mm. And of course, when they're leaving, you can give them a thank you gift. That's fine, you know.
But not money.
That's fine. But not money and not offers. Don't promise them, you know, well, if you do really well, I'll give you a job at the end of that. Again, that's what we call consideration in law. So you're giving them something. You've made an offer. You're giving them something and they accept, and that in itself can create a contract. So that came out of my talk. I didn't mean to talk about that, but as I was talking about something, it was something that came up. So I thought I'd mention that on air today.
You know what? And it's good. It's all that sort of information because we don't know these type of things. And that just goes to prove that law is tricky. And that's why you always need an expert's advice. Gemma, employment law.
My sister was in there and she's like, you've never told me that. I'm like, well, you never asked. She's like, but why would I ask about something I don't know?
Exactly. You don't know what you don't know at the end of the day is a difficult thing.
Also, that can also fall down on the person who's putting in the receipts for expenses. I've heard of all kinds of nightmare stories where someone was getting the ferry to the Isle of Wight and I forget the actual prices, but say it was £100 for the crossing. He got the deal at £50. But he still put in
£100. So then the employer's giving him £50.
Because that's what it is on the, you know, and the phrase is out of pocket expenses. Yeah. It's what you're out of pocket.
Mm. Exactly.
And a penny over that, like he says, contract.
Yeah. So that was my trip of the day. Yeah, really? You didn't think you were going to get that, did you, Amanda?
No, I like that. We like to throw this show together and all organised and everything. But it just goes to show you, and just say it's not something you'd think of or you wouldn't ask, and you just think you'd be nice by giving them extra, you know, just giving that little bit extra. And wow.
So yeah.
Whole mind.
Blow you all away now.
Blown away. Definitely. We have, Phil has been tweeting obviously about the book he's going to talk about and the author, which is Rich Redman. And Rich has actually retweeted one of our tweets.
He has, yeah.
You never know, he could be listening right now in Nashville.
He'd probably be in bed asleep.
We might be.
I'm not sure which way they are.
If you're awake.
They're behind, aren't they, the States? A bit behind. He's in Nashville.
Yeah, I think they're behind.
Well, I thought they were ahead.
Behind.
Behind. If anyone knows, tweet in.
Please do, yes. Rich, if you can hear us.
Are you behind? You're ahead of us. Where are you? We're like, what is it? But we've also had another person, Lynn Tor Photos, who said she's got the book and she's read it from cover to cover. Awesome read.
So, oh, excellent.
There we go. Hello, so it's Lynn. Another person who's read it. She may not be listening, but she's certainly be tweeting, which is good. So it was good. Sean's event yesterday was a mixture of things. So
yeah, real mixture.
Interesting.
So what did they have there? So they had myself. So in the morning they had FSB and they had a lady called Ronnie, who I know, who's speaking about women in technology, I think she's in. Mm. And then they had Kelly Tolhurst came along, so our local MP for Medway came along as well.
Oh, she's still there, is she?
Yeah, she's still there. And I was
recently
listening.
Promoted.
She has been promoted, actually, yes. Yeah.
I'm still listening to see if you've still got a job, because you never know when they get a change of leadership, do you? Mm. But yeah, she came along. That was really, really great. And then we had three rooms. We had a startup room, which I was in, along with Social Enterprise Kent. Accountants, Molly Middle Media was there, and a couple of other businesses were there. I can't remember who they were, but they were doTERRA and a few other people. Mm. Then they had a wellbeing section, which was all about like skin creams and vitamins and things like that. And then they had the holistic section, which also had a bit of jewellery makers. Because, well, our Tricia was there.
Oh, Tricia Woods.
Yeah, she's doing jewellery now, not painting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's not doing any painting now.
At all?
At all.
Oh, at all, at I all. Love her painting. Her, I know. She does credit card painting. It's amazing what she does.
Yeah. What happened was somebody said to her, could I have that painting in a pendant? And she was like, I'll try and figure it out. And before she knew it, she was selling more jewellery than she was painting. Mm. So she's gone with the flow. That's what it's about, isn't it? Evolution.
Well, exactly. And, go where it takes you. Definitely.
Supply and demand.
And whatever earns you the money at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the day. For exactly. All this talk of do what you love, because you've got to love what you do. Yeah. If you don't get paid for it, you can't live on nothing, can you, at the end of the day?
Yeah. And then they had the growth room, which had some, like a training company. It had some professional development companies. They had social media and some business coaches in there. So a real mixed bag. Mm. Real mixed bag of events. I think the Longfield Academy always amazes me when I go into these schools now, because I just think I was born the wrong time. They look they look like universities. They have so many resources.
It's a lovely place there. Mm. I've been there a few times now.
Yeah. It's amazing. What I really loved, this will make you laugh, they had a mirror upstairs, and on the mirror it said, "You are awesome." So I kept looking at it going, "I'm awesome." Okay, if you say so.
We'll get you a sticker for your mirror at home.
Yeah,
okay.
But if you say so. I thought that's really good.
We can get you one of those magic selfie mirrors these days that says, "You're awesome," every time you look at it and takes your photo. Yeah.
But it's good. And there were lots of positive messages in the classrooms. I always look at those kind of things. Mm. Positive messages that obviously they're given to the children, young adults, etc. Mm. So yeah, really, really good in that sense.
That's good. That's good. Well, talking of events, there are some events. As I say, there's not a huge amount that goes on in August. I'm going to bring up the Dragon website, but give us your events you've got over there, and then I've got one here.
Okay,
to
so we're thinking about September now. You know, we've got to start planning these things, because although we're on, all people are on holiday or taking the go slow, September will be here before you know it.
Yep. So all back to work.
Get on with it, yeah. So 26th of September, we have the Tech Expo UK. It's going to be at the Kent Event Centre in Detling. It's from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. and that's on a Thursday. It's going to be the Tech Expo is one of the one-day exhibition and seminar bringing together industry experts to help business owners to understand what technology is out there and how it can help them run, build and grow their businesses more effectively and efficiently. So we're going to have one of the world's top technology companies, Microsoft, Microsoft. Providing a keynote seminar, and they'll be sharing how they are working to support businesses of all sizes.
You know, also just a little insider information here, they're going to also be demonstrating a new bit of technology that they've got, which sounds really awesome. I'm not allowed to say what it is because it hasn't been launched yet, but I'll tell you guys off air later, right?
Okay.
But yeah, so it's it's going to be cool.
But what I really love as well with this is they're going to be looking at some of our biggest fears, which is how do you stay human in a digital world? I think that's really important.
Yeah, how can you do that?
We were talking about that before we don't know.
Yeah, we was. Well, it was saying, listening to the radio this morning, the news, one of the reports was that children these days, or youngsters, they get frustrated if what they're downloading on their phone doesn't download within a minute.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just,
we're so used to that instant.
The instantness. I think it's terrible that we're becoming more and more wanting anything on demand, wanting everything instantly. Where's our patience gone? Where's our, you know, I think it's terrible that we're everything's always a rush and we've always got to have everything now.
Yeah.
I mean, how would they survive with the cassette tapes we used to have to do?
Imagine when you had to put the pencil in to wind it up again.
Get a program. Yeah. You used to come with 16 cassette tapes or something.
They wouldn't survive. No. So the speakers for this event are Brian Sutton from Microsoft. We've got Richard Bell, so our very own Richard Bell.
Our very own Richard
Bell. 10 Intelligence. We've got our very own Ben Abbott of Maximum Media. Will Charlesworth from Child and Child talking about digital law. And Bill Burton from Dale Carnegie, Being Human in a Digital World. They're also going to have some workshops. We've got three workshops. We've got Aaron Taylor from 6-2 Tech. We've got Mike Hacker, our hacks of Prisma Broadcast. And Zoe Cairns of ZC Social Media. She's also an international speaker. So it looks like it's going to be an amazing event. It's free to attend, isn't it?
It is free to attend.
It's free.
Booking is open now.
Booking's open now. So for more details, you can visit techexpouk.com. Can they book on Eventbrite or is it all through your website?
No, it's all through the website.
All through the website.
Yeah.
But also, you know, if you haven't booked a stand yet and you're thinking about it, then do that. You know, you don't have to be a tech company. You just need to have some technology that can help another business.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Whether it's online accountancy, CRM systems, cybersecurity, digital marketing, social media, all those type of things. We've got a couple of companies coming in. Oh, okay.
It's going to be one of those days.
Twister for you. Couple of companies come in. There we go. I have to say it slowly. Who are launching quite new initiative software or apps or stuff to help business. So it'll be really interesting to see. Because it's about, a lot of people don't know what technology is out there currently. And there's so many different types of technology out there already that we can use to make our life easier. I'm not talking about instantness necessarily, but just making our life easier to run a business. But, you know, what's the future hold? You've got voice, you've got AI, you've got AR, you've got VR, you've got, you know, apps, you've got online stuff, cloud stuff. So it's good to know.
I think the people really want to, but I know people are getting used to all this, but I'm of an age, I was a bit scared of it. I mean, look, you know, tell people what I'm holding up in the air now. It's a file effect.
You've got a file effect.
An A5 one because my eyesight's going. just recently, I've really got into tech. My phone is now my office.
Yeah.
It's your diaries in there. I invoice from it. Websites are run from there. Social media's run from there. It's absolutely crazy. But some things I still have to put down with a pen and paper. I'm sure that will stop soon.
But I don't think it hurts to have a mixture of both, because some technology does fail us quite often. It's like technology, love it, I hate it. But that's what we're trying to do with the Tech Expo. And it's really hard trying to get the message across to people and how we do it in the marketing. But it's not a standard exhibition where you're going to have loads of stands and people and you're walking around to see what's there. And it's not just a standard seminar where you've got people talking about you. It's about having those conversations with the experts. So the experts are the tech-based companies. As I say, it's everything from social media to software companies to CRM systems. Some people don't even know what CRM systems are. So I don't use a CRM system. But, you know, I know. You told me about the one that I need to use. I've got it on. But, you know, but there's so much technology. And as a business owner, a small, medium-sized business owner, there's always so much you're thinking about. So what we're trying to do with Tech Expo is have those conversations and meet the people that know and just find out a bit more. And you should say there are still so many people that are frightened of technology or just don't understand it, don't know it.
Talk to experts or 9-year-olds.
Exactly. Yeah.
They'll help you with it.
Yeah, we've got a whole school coming.
You know, I think the other thing as well is that we're creatures of habit, aren't we, just like in general as people, and we tend to find something and stick to it because that works. So we might have jumped onto some kind of technology and then, you know, we haven't moved on with the times, the fact that there's better technology out there now because you're kind of scared. It's a bit like moving bank. Everyone always just sticks with what they're with, even if they're not 100% happy. So, yeah.
So get yourself booked on and registered. And say, if you have got a technical company, and it is about technical, so it's a mixture of digital and tech, not just digital, not just tech, give us a shout. Now, I've got a very interesting event coming up in September. Well, not me, you have.
Yeah.
We're going to share about it. And it's Lunch and Learn with Orchard Employment Law and Hawksafe. So this is on Wednesday, the 18th of September from 12 to 2. You get to, I'm not really not surprised.
Of course, there's food there.
Gemma's put an event on with food because you couldn't not have an event with food. And over lunch is just perfect, basically, end of the day. But this is essential for you business owners out there who need help understanding employment law and HR law and what's coming, because they're always changing it.
Next year we've got a lot of changes, actually. Oh, so that's why we're doing it. Because we haven't done an update for like 2 years.
Yeah.
But next year there's quite a few changes.
So. Oh, my goodness. So this is, you know, this changes in employment law legislations. Yeah, it's one of those days. It's my strong painters. I blame it on those. You know, what should be an employment contract and managing staff absence. So there's all loads of stuff and information that you're going to get. And then obviously with the health and safety side of things, a lot of people don't even consider health and safety aspects of their business, of their workplace and all those type of things. So obviously HawkSafe are going to be covering that. So risk assessments. What is a risk assessment?
Yeah.
So fantastic. There's going to be so much value that you're going to get in these from 12 to 2 and a lovely lunch. It's at the K Sport in Cobden and Aylesford. It is just £32. I mean, seriously, you should charge like 100 times more than that for the information that you're going to get. It's a fantastic event. So if you want to go to this, you want to book on, want to find out more, if you go to the Eventbrite, Lunch and Learn Employment Law, and then you'll find it there. And obviously, you can always contact Gemma at Gemma. Fairhay on the Twitter, or info@auctedemploymentlaw.co.uk, and contact Gemma at there. But do, I think it's a brilliant one. You know, you always, as a business owner, you need to keep yourself up to date and running legally and safely. So check it out.
Yeah,
check it out. You've got one more event over there, haven't you?
I have. I just put it down. I was getting comfortable.
Pick it
so
up again.
This is the King's Summit Business Scale Up Conference. Now we're going into October. Thursday, the 10th of October, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at the Kent County Cricket Ground in Canterbury.
Yeah,
in Canterbury. So it's in partnership with the Kent Chamber of Commerce. It's also sponsored by Wilkins Kennedy Accountants and HR Go Recruitment. So this is an event about scaling up your business if you'd like to achieve over 20% growth in turnover in less than 1 year. And it's going to be a full-day conference to empower you with the knowledge and tools of strategies proven to be highly effective for business growth. So come and learn from the very entrepreneurs that have taken their businesses to a whole new level. And they've got a few speakers there. You may have heard of them before.
You're not speaking there, are you, Gemma?
Well, somebody who, you know, the director of Orchard Employment Law. I'm speaking. We've got Simon Teague, who is the author and co-director of New Level Results and co-founder of the King's Summit. We've got Stuart Goodwin, who's a dynamic communication coach and public speaker. We've got Julia Bernard-Thompson, a business sales coach. King James, I like that he calls himself King James. I should have changed my name to Queen Gemma for
that. You can get away with it. Yeah. Queen Latifah, Queen Gemma. Why not?
Founder of the King's Summit and pastor of the Favour House Church. And Ruth Whitaker, and she's the CEO of Mission Aviation Fellowship UK. So they've actually got an early bird tickets at the moment for £97, I believe.
Yeah, only for a couple more days.
A few more days. To book that, you can visit thekingssummit.com.
Fantastic. Sounds great. And you know what? That's one of the things, isn't it? When you start in a business, when you run a business, you get to things like, okay, now I want to grow. I need to scale up. How do you do it?
I feel like there's lots and lots of what, in my experience, there's so much support out there for startups, and that's great because we need startups. But I wonder whether there's any actually correlation between the amount of support there is for startups and the amount of businesses that don't get past 2 years or 5 years. Because they all say, don't they, you know, lots of business fail within the first 2 years and then the rest fail within 5 years. Mm. But I've noticed that there's more support for startups, and then you're like that 2 to 5 year and they just leave you alone. They're like, oh, you know what you're doing. Now you're fine.
Exactly.
But you still need some support. Yeah. You still need that.
And that scale up thing, because it's like, oh, I'm just going to do this, this and this. And then you're like, oh, hang on a minute. That was wrong. Let's go back again.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a great event. It's worth checking out for sure. We've had a shout out from Dragon Co-working saying, great event yesterday. Well done, Sean. And Phil Wilson, we miss you.
Hello, everybody. I'll pop in for a coffee. Say
Dragon
hi.
Dragon want to see you. I thought I saw another one come through there, but it hasn't come through. But yeah, there we go. Some great events coming up. And you know what? Get them in your diary. Get booked, because before you know it, they'll be here. So while you're off, before you go off sunning yourself, or while you're out there sunning yourself, get booked on. I'm going to completely switch off when I'm away.
Yep. So have you been working? You've been working all along. I know you haven't stopped.
No, I've been mixing it up, doing a bit of, like, you know, childcare and working at the same time?
Childcare and working. Surely childcare is...
Well, yeah.
It's hardly a doddle, is it? Really? Yes.
To be fair, though, I have to be honest, Phil, with my daughter, actually. She is so good. It's unbelievable. I can, like go to you, go and amuse yourself for a couple of hours, and she does. Mm. But also, the benefit is when the weather's nice, we've got a swimming pool, so just chuck her in there. She's 3 hours. She'll be in there. Or, like, I'm sitting there typing away, and she's there. 2-3 hours she'll spend in that pool quite happily. So we've got it sussed this summer.
Yeah.
Sort of.
All goes too quick, doesn't it?
It does. Well, this is it. I'm thinking, oh, God, 6 weeks, 2 days. And then we've only got 4 weeks left. And we've got so much we want to do. I don't know if we're going to fit it all in. Yeah. But it's great. But it's just, yeah, running a business is hard work. Mm. Hard work. And I think a lot of people, I've been noticing actually, Dan Knowlton's been doing some videos on Instagram recently. Mm. And on Twitter, he's been making comments. And he's like, he did a great post, which was running a business with described by emojis, and he's got, you know, the smiles, the sad faces, the sweary faces, the angry faces, and it's like this is just one day of running a business. And I guess that's the thing, isn't it, everyone? You've got to remember it's highs and lows, ups and downs. Give yourself a break.
Yeah, I definitely need a break. So I know what that feels like, is you do need to do it. Mm. You give yourself a break and then come back to it.
Yeah, I think it's really hard, isn't it? I mean, I feel you're the same. It's like you disappeared because you keep on getting so much work. Mm. You've been so, so busy.
But I've learned how to pace myself as well. I allow time to stop.
Mm.
And when I started doing that, my health increased. Yeah. It was fantastic. Yeah, because sometimes I'll be away 8-9 nights on the bounce. Mm. And there'll be 6 shows in that space of time, and so you've got the travel and the shows. If you don't, you know, actually diary in lunch or diary in a break, you think, oh, I'll have another half an hour in bed or something. But no, if you can get to where you're going, and then have a nice lunch, sit down, have a lunch with vegetables. Now, I've got certain rules.
Mm.
You know, I will not eat when I'm touring. I will not eat out of a paper bag. It's not through any sense of being a snob. It's just if you sit down with a knife and fork and a plate, it slows you down.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you drink a coffee out of a cup and saucer, it slows you down. Yeah. Whereas coffee on the go, sorry, no, I have to stop, otherwise I'll go la la.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everyone else should just sort of pace yourselves a bit more.
Yeah. And I guess
that's some really good tips, actually.
It is. Yeah. And just think those things. One of the other tips is just something that you would normally do, like make a cup of tea or go to the toilet, but spend 10 minutes doing it. Go slowly, take time out. I think that's
don't one... spend 10 minutes going to the toilet.
10 minutes, yeah. Take 10 minutes to get to the toilet, 10 minutes on the toilet, 10 minutes. Yeah. But, I mean... everything. I think business owners, we're terrible, especially when you're young startup businesses or even when you're working as anybody. I think everybody is, it's got to get done. So you just got to get it done, and you forget to make time for yourself.
I mean, I value really my time and my breaks so highly.
Mm.
I mean, I turn up and I've got, you know, several £1,000 worth of equipment, but I've got a silver tool case, and in that I've got a kettle, a couple of cups, teas, coffees, Horlicks for hotels.
When can we come?
You know, yeah.
Because it's the first thing I do. You know, I get out of the transport, I grab that case, I go straight into the room or theatre. If the green room isn't already set up, I haven't got to ask anyone, is there a kettle anywhere?
Mm.
I've got my own. Yeah. So I can turn up, sit down, cup of coffee.
See, that's a voice of experience, though,
definitely,
isn't it?
you can go off the rails, you know, you can go mad. And I did. I had some problems because I wasn't pacing myself. Mm. Everything was a rush. Rush here, rush there. You know, oh, yeah, I can do Cardiff to Glasgow. That'll be easy. Mm. You know, not anymore.
No.
You know, so you just
But I think, unfortunately,
yourself.
Sometimes you have to be hit by that, and you actually have to be hit by a health problem or something that go... oh shit! Okay, yeah, I need to.
Well, no, thanks.
Yeah, sorry.
We've talked about it before. When you know, I mean, I drive, you know, under the speed limit. Mm. You know, you get a good return on your fuel,
mm.
and also it slows down your heart rate.
Mm.
You know, if you're driving in a hurry all the time, you're stressed all the time.
Mm.
You know, just slow you will down. Get there eventually. If it's a long journey, leave a bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very important.
And just chill out. And I always arrive at a venue fresh. Never
last weekend I had some time out. We went to Eastwell Manor.
Yes.
It was brilliant.
It's lovely.
Yeah, the Champenoise was wonderful. Had some time out. That's I feel nice like I should time. Have that. It should not be a work expense monthly.
I think we should. I think monthly bunker extra, yeah. You know, team building, relaxing day.
Mm.
We're going out for a champagne afternoon tea this afternoon.
Nice.
With some friends, yeah. It's a We actually won a raffle.
Mm.
It's a tea shop in Dareth called Fleur de Tay.
Oh, we've got one in Rochester.
And it's the same firm.
Is it? Really pretty cups.
Oh, it's gorgeous. They're real cups and saucers.
Yeah.
And, we're going there for the full 9 yards tonight. My wife's got herself a party frock. Ooh. You know, it's going to be fantastic. And, yeah, we're just going to make them up. We'd sit and talk nonsense for a couple of hours. Mm. Be fantastic.
And that family time, because you said you mentioned, didn't you, that you're on the road for 9 days straight sometimes.
Yes,
so you need
a run of 14 days coming up soon.
So you need to spend some time with your wife.
Absolutely.
As well.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness.
So here we go, people. Yeah. There's loads of tips coming at you today. Make time, people.
Make time.
Everyone moans at us to do it. And we're like, yeah. Do it. Right. We're going to have a bit of a break now. We're going to have to take some time. This is a song chosen by Phil. For those people that know Phil, he is a percussionist, and we're going to find out more about him and say the book we're going to talk about. But this is a great piece that Phil has chosen with some great drumming in it. So we'll be back after this.
To advertise your job vacancies in Kent with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders.
And welcome back. And you are, yes, listening to the Business Bunker Extra radio show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 2nd of August. Yes, people, it is August already. It'll soon be Christmas. Only 4 months till Christmas.
Why would you do that? You're not allowed to do that.
Oh, no.
We can talk as far as October. That's it. Don't you dare.
No, you know what? I decided the other day to change my mindset, because you're always like, oh, you know, it's going so fast. There's never enough time. I'm like, No, and then your mindset gets that, and that's when you end up rushing around and you're just like, So I'm like, you know what? No, you know what? The time goes the same speed every day, every week, every month. It goes the same speed, you know. So we've just got to make the most of the time that we've
live
got.
Live in the moment.
Live in the moment. But, you know, when you've got work to do, focus yourself, get the work done. So rather than go, oh, I've got all this work to do, you know, just slow yourself down.
Absolutely.
It takes a lot of mental...
It's hard to do it. It is.
You know, you've got to train yourself to do it. You've got to slow yourself down. Yeah. You know, have an operation, that slows you down a bit. Just,
yeah. put you down for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Knock yourself out. But Phil, you are out and about a lot. As you say, over a year ago now, you were last on the show.
So really, yeah. So it's been longer. Mad. I mean, if I could work out what it is I'm doing, I could write a book and I'd do right out of it. I'm a percussionist and I play drums as well. Hmm. So, but I'm on 6 different shows at the moment. So up and down the country. I'm off to Belgium in a few weeks' time. And it is just crazy. But you know what? It's when you start learning an instrument, you know, you close your eyes and you dream of playing in the big venues. And I'm doing that. I'm on an arena tour with a show. Mm. So I'm, you know, thousands of people and I get paid to do it.
Oh,
and it's absolutely amazing. But it's hard work. Now, people will come along and they'll say, oh, you got an easy job. You only work for 2 hours a day.
No.
And I think, come on the road for a week.
Yeah.
Just come and have a go. And then... you know, see what it's like. But I wouldn't change it for the world. It is very hard work, but it is very rewarding. And also I've got the pleasure of working with some really high-end players now. And what that does, it ups your own game.
Yeah.
You know, you want to play to the standard of the best person on the show. And it does. It pulls your socks up.
Well, this was what we were saying off air because obviously people were saying how busy he was. I said, well, that's the trouble. When you're good at what you do, everybody wants you.
Mm.
And that's true.
To say this, there's certain bits in the book which we'll go on to. And is it all about that? Always do your best all the time.
Yeah.
Whether I'm playing an arena in front of 18,000 people or whether I'm playing for friend in a pub in front of 30 people, I'll play my best. I won't play any less because there's only 30 people in there, and I won't play any harder when there's 18,000 because I play the best I can at every single performance.
Yeah.
And from a business point of view, you know, why should a kitchen fitter give a less level of service because they're going to fit a cabinet to a client that he's going to fit a whole kitchen to?
Yeah, absolutely.
You have to go in with that same attitude to do the best job you can every single time.
And that's where the crossover is always with business or playing an instrument, whatever you do, it's giving that same level of service.
It is the music business. It is a business.
Mm.
It's fun because we play our instruments, and the word play always, you know, brings thoughts of having a laugh. Yes, we do. You know, when the stage lights go up, you know, I goof around, I throw tambourines up in the air and all kinds of nonsense goes on.
We've seen lots of pictures. I do like watching your pictures. You always look like you're having fun.
But you have to do it. You know, there's nothing worse than going to see a show and somebody is on stage, they're performing, they're staring at their parts or they've learnt them but they're just staring at their shoes and that there's no performance. Mm. No matter how good it sounds, it has to look entertaining.
Mm.
You know, you want to blend in with the audience. You want the whole room to be one, not stage and crowd. You want everyone to be on the show together. And some of the shows I'm working on, I'm working with players that are good at that.
Mm.
And they'll have the audience eating out of their hands, and it's fantastic.
So what show are you on at the moment?
Right.
Which one?
I'm working with a company called Entertainers. I'm getting a fair amount of work from them. I'm on a show called The Rocket Man, which is an Elton John tribute, Elton John fans, it's brilliant. I'm not saying it because I'm working on the show, but Jim Love, who's the lead, is top drawer. Not only is his voice fantastic, he's a brilliant entertainer. And to me, that's really important. He tells great stories. He explains about the songs, how they were written, why they were written, and then goes through Elton's history, which in itself is interesting.
Yeah.
And the band on that's brilliant. I do shows with the Magic of Motown show.
I love a bit of Motown.
Yeah, it's good
fun. I want to go stop.
Absolutely. I was with the Soul Party at Rochester Castle. I did that a few weeks back.
Yeah. They sold out within
that's bonkers.
The Rochester concerts now. They've just turned into something.
There's about 4,000 people in something. For one
really?
And they sold out within hours.
Yeah.
That's
because I was on it. That's why.
That was the reason, Phil.
You were there.
Nothing to do with Craig David
or any of that. But that kind of thing, you know, they're putting all these guys together. We had six brass section, you know, and it was crazy. I'm on a George Michael show called Fast Love. That's doing very, very well. There's a couple of new ones starting towards the end of the year. One's a late 70s soul come disco show, and that's going to be crazy. That kicks off in Glasgow, so it won't be anywhere near here, but it will be coming down south. Mm. What else am I doing? I lose count. So there's lots.
Can I ask you? It's not a business question, but how do you protect your ears? Do you wear ear defenders?
I wear molded in-ear monitors. In the olden days, in fact, some people still use them now. You'll see bands on stage, and they'll have the big boxes on the stage facing backwards.
Yeah,
towards it. Yeah, so they can hear it. What a lot of acts are doing now. They have what look like hearing aids in their ears. You might see them on TV. Mm, yeah. That is their monitor mix, so they can hear what they want to hear. Mm. I use my molds so I can hear what I want to hear, but also it blocks out what I don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, things like brass, cymbals, unbelievably loud. And it's not necessarily the volume that causes damage, it's the frequencies.
Mm.
So it cuts those out, and you are in your own little world.
Mm.
The only downside of using in-ears, you can be separated from the audience.
Mm.
Some sound engineers will actually mic the room, so you can hear the audience clapping.
Yeah,
because there's nothing worse than working your socks off for a song. It sounds absolutely phenomenal. You come to a huge crescendo at the end. And then you can hear nothing. Just tumbleweed and the church bell ringing.
Okay. You know?
But yeah, I value my hearing. And when I teach drums, the very first lesson that I give, the first thing we talk about is looking after your hearing.
Mm, yeah,
because
absolutely.
You're only, about 90 centimetres, if that, from a snare drum. Mm. And that's kicking out more volume than an aeroplane taking off. And and you wouldn't stand near that without some kind of ear protection.
No, absolutely not.
And it's so you have to look, especially when you're younger. I mean, all through life, you have to look after your hearing.
Mm.
But when your ears are developing at a young age, you have to look after your hearing. But that's a great question.
Yeah.
And I've done some shows when I've forgotten my ears,
ears.
I've been on a wedge. if I'm on the Motown show, that's basically 2 hours of tambourine. And they kick out some volume and some frequencies.
Oh, wow.
And I come off and there's a ringing in my ears for a couple of hours afterwards.
I bet.
That's just two tambourines that I'm trying my hardest to break. I have had some casualties in the past. That's part of the business. You play hard. You do your best every single
show.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And are you still doing the teaching side of things?
I stopped teaching for a year. We're starting Medway Drum Studio again this September, only on one evening, because I was doing three evenings teaching and I was doing five shows a week.
Mm.
And my head just went, no. No more of this, please.
Mm.
Which we talked about earlier about having breaks. Yeah. I was teaching people to play drums and I ended up just staring at the clock, hoping the lesson would finish. And that is not a high level of standard that you want to give to students. So I spoke to all the parents and said, we're going to have to stop for a while because the work is so hard. I was flying home from shows overseas, getting home lunchtime on a Monday and then starting teaching at 3 o'clock. You know, and it was just you have to stop. So, we're starting back at Medway Drum Studio in September, Tremonian Line with Kent School Terms.
Oh, brilliant!
Fantastic. Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Spice Masher saying, "Love how Pip Drums talks about consistency in business. It is one of the most important things to focus on."
You have to be, you're as good as your last note when you're a musician, and with sales, you're as good as your last sales. Which is why I like to. Which is why I phoned you about this book.
So this book we messaged, didn't you? And you said, I've read this book. I've got to come talk about it.
I've got a business. I've got the Inspirational Rhythms, which is a team building event using drums and rhythms,
which we love.
And the drum school. So I was trying to read business books, and I've got the attention span of your average goldfish, and I need to be pulled in straight away. And I was trying to think, the last time I was pulled in by a book was when I read Jonathan Livingston Six Eagle years ago. I couldn't put that down. And when I read my first Bill Bryson book, I couldn't put it down. And the business books have that problem with me. I can't get into them. They're a struggle to get going with.
Yeah.
And what it is, I think they're too technical. They try and be not clever because people want the information. But it's, I'm trying to think of a way to put it. As if I was going to drive, you know, if I was going to start a business from beginning to where I want it to be, i.e. successful, you work out your route. Now, if you're going to drive from Medway to Glasgow, you work out your route. That's how I'm going to get there. I need to put so much fuel in. I need to stop so-and-so for a break. I need to get to Glasgow. You don't necessarily want to know how your car works or what materials they use to build the road or how the road signs are made. Are you with me? So, some of these books, they tell you how to route your business, but they go into too much information. Whereas Rich Redmond, who, for those of you who are unsure who Rich is, he's a drummer out in Nashville. He's one of the busiest. I thought I was busy. This man is off the scale. He's currently, or for the last, I think, 15 years, he's been working for a country artist called Jason Aldean, who's probably not that well known in the UK, but he's won the Best Entertainer of the Year in the Country Music Awards, and they're selling out 80,000 seater arenas and football stadiums. And Jason Aldean chooses Rich Redmond to be his drummer, and he could have the choice of anybody in the world. So that's where Rich is. But we've got so much in common with each other. He's into the business side. He's a very enthusiastic drummer. Just go onto YouTube, search out Rich Redmond drums, and also hear him speak, because there's so much enthusiasm in the guy. It's infectious. And when I'm reading his book, I can hear his voice.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps, because he's fast, but it's the enthusiasm. The book's called Crash, and Crash Course for Success. And Crash stands for, hang on, my eyes have gone funny. I knew this would happen on the radio. I've learned this, but I knew it would happen. Commitment, whether you're going to play an instrument or be in a business, you need to be committed.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just don't.
Yeah,
relationships. Relationships are so important. We've all heard the phrases, people buy from people.
Yeah.
You know, people will buy from friends. They'll buy from people that they like. Attitude. Have the right attitude, please. Skill and hunger. And attitude is something that I'd like to really pick on, because that's something that I've been focusing on in my own career, and how I'm getting a lot of work. You know, people... because I've asked them, people are asking me to join their shows, not because I'm a good player. It's because they know I'm going to be on time. I'm going to be nice to people. Yeah. I'm not going to get drunk and make a complete fool of myself. I'm not going to cause any problems and all that. So it's how you are. Your attitude has to be absolutely spot on. And building relationships. I mean, I might only see certain crew in the theatre once, but when the show's finished and everyone's packed up, about to get on the tour bus to come home or go on to the next gig, I will always make a point of going back into the theatre and thanking the local crew, because that will pay dividends next time you meet them.
Yeah.
And I had a perfect example at Rochester Castle this year. I was on the show, but there was a breakdown in communication and the local crew didn't know I was going to turn up. And the Rochester Castle gig is quite a big affair. And I turned up, said, "Hi, I'm Phil, I'm the percussionist on the Soul Show." And they said, "Oh, we didn't know you were coming." But the guy recognised me from the last time I was there. He said, "Oh, hi, Phil, how's things?" We had a little chat. And he said, "Oh, well, how many channels do you need?" I said, "Well, 12 would be nice." "Oh, that's a problem." I said, "But I can get away with 8. And they thought, and then if I'd been a problem last time, I would have probably packed up and gone home.
Yeah.
But they were able to reroute equipment, find me those 12 channels, and we worked together as a team because making an impression the last time you were there. You know, and the book talks about all this, and it's a lot of it is really earth-shatteringly obvious. But sometimes you think, oh, I should do that. You know, if you're front, you know, if someone comes up to you and they say, "No, Amanda, something's weird. I keep falling over, but I just can't work out. I just keep falling over. And you look down, you say, well, have you tried tying your shoelaces up?
Mm.
You know, it might be obvious to you, but they haven't seen it. Like, yeah. Some of it is that obvious. And also the hunger side. You know, you need to be hungry. I've always said to my students, when you're practicing, imagine you're playing somewhere big. And Rich Redmond, the phrase he uses is whenever you're playing, imagine you're playing at Madison Square Gardens, because one day you will be playing at Madison Square Gardens.
Mm.
And it's that attitude that is so positive, and his hunger is there. But also you need the skills. You need the skill set. So you need to practice, practice, practice. And he mentions that three times, which is a coincidence, because I got a signed picture for our music school from a drummer called Craig Blundell, who's regarded as one of the top prog rock players in the world now. He's winning everything. And when he signed the picture for our students, he put practice, practice, practice.
Yeah.
So no matter how high you get up on your tree, you still have to practice.
Yeah.
And this goes outside of music. You know, if you're a good salesman, if you're a brilliant salesman, what's wrong with trying to become a better salesman? You know, you're happy you've managed to sell that Fiesta. Yeah, fine. But could you have sold a Fiesta with everything on it?
Yeah.
You know, it's wanting to grow all the time. And I'm wanting to grow. I mean, I've started having drum lessons again. Because,
really?
Absolutely, yeah. Because I was thinking, you know, I'm not getting complacent with the work, but I'd like to improve certain things.
Yeah.
So I went to London and I met a player and we had a chat and had some time with him. And now I'm working on stuff that's making me pull my socks up.
Mm.
Because I wasn't getting complacent because I'm doing arenas and things. I just want to get better when I'm doing the arenas and things.
Yeah.
But I'll still take that skill set into jam sessions, or if a local band phones me up and says, can we have you playing drums for a while on one show, I will still give them the same level of commitment that I would an 18,000-seat arena.
Mm.
And that goes through all businesses, whether you're a printing company doing for a startup, or whether you're a printing company doing running an order for Google. You know, you have to give them the same level of commitment, the same level of professionalism. Everything is the same. Have routines.
And I guess that's the thing, isn't it? At the end of the day, you get a little bit complacent and you're like, oh, you know, can I learn anything else? But there's always something new to learn with
Absolutely,
business.
Yeah.
And that's so, I mean, unfortunately, we're running out of time, which we Gosh. Always do in this show. But how did you find, you know, what was it about the book that made you go, right, yes, this is just
the ease of the read.
Yeah.
The ease of the read and the fact that Richard's got other businesses as well. He's a speaker. He goes into schools and he's on these massive tours. And he's becoming an actor as well. So he's putting lots of fingers in different pies because he wants to carry on working and improving as long as he lives.
Mm.
And I think that's such a good attitude to have. And it's an infectious read. But if you do get the book, and I highly recommend it, try and find Rich on YouTube and listen to him speak, listen to the enthusiasm, and then see him play.
Yeah.
Because in the UK, sadly, when people hear the word country music, they think it's ricky-ticky and quite light and safe.
Mm.
Go watch Jason Aldean.
I'm going in there because I like a bit of country music.
You will never see anybody hit a drum kit harder.
Yeah.
The man is a machine. He's an absolute monster. And it's a real. What struck me is it's such an easy read. It doesn't get too complicated. It's not too fancy. It's not too technical. It's just you know, you want to do that, then do this. It's that basic, and it's fantastic.
And sometimes that's what we just want, something simple. Just you say highlighting stuff
up.
That you know should be done. Then you're like, oh. That's just
why haven't I been doing that?
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
Brilliant. Well, Phil, it's been so fantastic having you on the show.
It's been fun coming down again.
It's been really lovely to touch base with you and find out what you're doing. Glad you're slowing down a bit.
Mm. A little bit.
A little bit. Keep slowing down. We want to see you more often, definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, keep up the good work. And as I follow you on social media, so I love seeing all your pictures of...
So we do all sorts. I'm on Instagram, Phil_Wilson_percussionist. Twitter, I'm at PipDrums. And Facebook, just search my name for Phil Wilson. Yeah,
brilliant.
And it's I'm fairly active on social media because I've got endorsements from quite a few firms now.
Yeah,
and they like to see interaction using their brand name.
Yeah.
So social media for me is it's part of my job.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of my job is social media, because it keeps my sponsors happy.
It's brilliant. Fantastic. Well, thank you again.
You're welcome.
It was so great to have you on. That is it. We have come to the end of another show already. There we go. But that was a good, fun, filled, packed, informative week. No, it felt like a week, hour. Now, don't be sad, but we are taking a summer break. Yes, it's summer. So there's not going to be a show for the next 2 weeks. No live shows. We'll be back on the 23rd, I think it is. So I've printed out the piece of paper and left it in the office again today. but there'll be repeats because playing, so if you do want to listen in to those shows, you can. On Tuesday, Paul is not going to be there. The show has been hijacked by Jules Serkin and Gavin Serkin, and they've got actually a really great, lively show set up talking about Bitcoin and other technology. So it's going to be interesting to listen to that. So that's the Business Bunker from 1 till 3. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Have a great summer, everybody. Have fun. Take time out. Don't overdo it. Relax.
Drive slower.
Have a great, drive slower, definitely. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker Extra with Amanda Flanders. This is Channel 2.